Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Real talk. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. So current situation, Ashley's hair is wet because she's racing around working out, showering, packing, getting ready because she's several hours, but it's today.
We're leaving the house in 3 hours.
This is very, to come to Oregon.
Yes.
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 And Oregon.
So I'm feeling anxious because I feel like I don't have enough time in the day.
Yeah.
Even though everything that needs to get done will get done.
Yes, it always does.
You know? But I just cracked open. This was going to be one of my faves for the week. I went to a dispensary this week.
Yeah.
And I always feel like a fish out of water at those places.
No.
I feel like I don't belong.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a dispensary?
I have. Multiple times.
Do you feel intimidated?
Yes, very.
Yeah. It just feels like one of these things is not like the other and it's me. But, one of the things that I picked up, so I learned about this wild brand of THC, cannabis, actually when we were in Tahoe.
Yeah.
You did not imbibe, but several of us did. And this brand is really great, WYLD. And they have this CBD refresher drink.
Okay.
So it's not psychotic or whatever. Is that the right term? Like it doesn't have any psychoactive anything. I don't get high.
Yeah, psychedelic.
But it's going to hopefully chill me out a little. So this one is the blackberry. I had the raspberry one the other day. And it's great.
Yeah.
It's got 1 gram of sugar, 10 calories per thing. And so I'm just going to try to
vibe,
chill out a little. You know?
You have a downer. I haven't. Well, guess what I'm. Just take a guess. Wild guess what I have.
Are you serious?
Just guess.
Did you bring another sour beer?
No, I tricked you.
Oh!
I have an upper today. Check out my situation. I made a Spanish coffee. So I used my...
Spanish coffee you're doing?
Yeah. I used my... Well, it's not... I don't know if it's a Spanish coffee. It's like a rum or Kahlua. And I put whiskey. And I put whipped cream. And I put cinnamon. I just was having fun at the espresso bar. Because now we have... And it's my fresh, fancy pants espresso.
Right.
The whipped cream has melted.
It's in a glass mug so you can see it, which I just feel like elevates it.
It's my preference these days.
It's nice.
I only drink coffee out of my glass mugs. Actually, so Chris orders Beam. You've had that Beam stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Chris likes that Beam stuff.
He orders it? I'll bring him some because they also sponsor me on my regular thing. So I have a whole bunch of it. So I'll bring him some.
Loves it, and he orders.
I give it away to everyone I can because I don't drink it. I love it, but I don't drink it every night.
Chris would love you until the end of time. He already will, but he'll love you.
Has he tried apple pie? Or
he has not.
Cinnamon apple crumble or whatever.
No,
something like that. Yeah, I'll bring it.
So he orders they have like a kit or something that it's like you can get an extra big bag, and then they'll also send you the mug. It's like
yes,
and this mixer. Yes. that mm-hmm. set. He gets the yeah. set because that's the deal, but he gets it every time. So we have all these blenders we don't need. But turns out the mugs, the Beam mugs are great. And if you wash yes. them enough, the Beam logo comes off.
Are you kidding me?
So then they're just these perfect. I went on a hunt for I actually recommended some glass coffee mugs that I should figure out what I recommended and unrecommend them, because after a couple washes, something happened. And like, you know, this part of the bottom of the glass, how it's just yeah. glass, water was seeping under there after like two washes. And it said they were dishwasher safe. So this wasn't a Colleen error, you know?
Right. Right.
So it's looking high and low, and it's surprisingly hard to find a good glass coffee mug. You would mm-hmm. be surprised that are dishwasher mm-hmm. safe and that look like this.
That is surprising. Why,
you wouldn't think it's that hard. I had a very challenging time. Turns out the Beam mugs are the best I could around. So
fascinating. Mm-hmm. Because I have actually gotten rid of the Beam mugs because I don't like logoed things.
Same.
It doesn't take long either. I'm like, I don't like that it says, I love this mug. Yep. I don't like that it says Beam. I drink Beam. And I still don't want it to, like, I don't want it to be, I don't, anything screaming too loudly.
Yes.
Even Nike. I don't like the big swoosh, or if it says Nike on the, and I love Nike. I've never liked that. I just don't love it. So good to know if you wash it enough.
And it doesn't take long. Because now we have three or four of them, and almost all of them, the Beam logo's gone.
We love that. We love that.
We love that.
Yeah.
Anything new?
I can't believe you're doing
a
Spanish coffee, though, man. You are loaded. You're loaded.
Okay, so the vibe right now in Oregon is it's like muggy. It's warm, but it's muggy. Mm-hmm. And we're muggy wimps. Like, that doesn't work out well for us.
No, I don't like muggy.
But when you look outside, because we have an air-conditioned house, and so it could be any temperature outside, and I don't know.
Right.
You know, disconnected somewhat. But if you look at just the visuals of the outside, you could trick yourself into thinking it's like a fall day. You could trick yourself into thinking it's cloudy and gray, and it's, you know, that.
You could trick like a 60. You could say, oh, it's like a 60, 60, 65 out.
Yeah, and maybe it'll get chilly tonight. And so I thought I'm going to just fall into that vibe.
Yeah.
You know, and make myself a nice Spanish coffee. And it is, it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. Yeah. We went on a long walk out there and it came back. I did a workout and now I'm just enjoying this. It's quite nice. Quite nice.
Well done.
Let's start out the show quickly with a bang because this made me LOL. We got a message from our friend Morgan, who's a listener. And the subject line is, if you're listening to this with kids, stop listening to us with kids. But this is your warning to hit the 30-second button right now. It's not even that bad. But the message says, damn, she's a healthy bitch. Which I just love. Uh-huh. If you ever want to send us a message, which we want you
That's actually a pretty epic subject.
Damn, she's a healthy bitch. Edition. Damn, she's a healthy bitch edition of Would You Rathers or questions. So if you, I would love for you guys to send us rapid fire questions, two sips, all the things. SipSquadPod.com is where you can go. And there's a little form.
There we are.
And here we are. And so must have supplement. Supplement like vitamin.
My must have supplement. Is that vitamin?
I don't know. Or like thing. What are you?
Well, because I'm wondering, like, is Shakeology a supplement? Is my pre-workout a supplement? I would say, I think a probiotic. I take seed probiotics.
Yeah.
I'm not like super consistent at taking other vitamins. I should be better. Like I have my Care of and I'm packing them with me.
Yeah.
But I forget to take them some days. But what I did is I put my probiotic in. I take this medication for my back. I have for a million years. And I put my probiotics in with that medication because it's in my routine to take that every night. But I was forgetting to take other things like my probiotic. So then I put my probiotic in that bottle. And then it's like, oh, every time I go to grab the thing that I take before bed, it's in there.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I got it. But with Care of, I need to add that into, like, I got to put that into my routine.
Yeah.
So that I don't forget it. Because I'm probably 4 days.
We got to speed this up. Because there's a lot. And we're doing this as a quick hit. So, mine.
You should have told me that. she'll let me know.
We can come back to this, you know, later in the episode if we want more time to riffraff.
Okay. All right. What's yours?
Well, I was just going to say vitamin D, just because I've heard it's really good. But I take vitamin D, probiotic, magnesium. Those are my, and a prenatal. Those are my, that's my little combo pack. Okay.
Yeah.
Type of tea, matcha.
To be honest, I started oversharing because I know Care of is our first ad today. And then I was like, fuck, shouldn't I be, you know, like saying I'm an avid every single day, don't miss it. Whatever. Yeah, matcha as well. I also like the Egyptian licorice yogi.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Favorite way to relax? A hot bath. Or sitting outside. Sitting outside.
Drinking.
Yeah, it's relaxing.
For me, it is.
No, I mean, I didn't mean that tongue in cheek. It is that'll or that little CBD like drink that'll
yeah
that'll chill CBD. You out. Favorite protein and veggie?
Protein is beef sticks. It's probably like I was gonna say like chicken, but I don't
beef
really
like
jerky chicken.
Or like
yeah, like beef jerky. Yeah, but there it's like it's a beef stick. It's called a beef stick. I use Paleo Valley beef sticks. They're great.
Okay.
Okay. I get the jalapeno flavor.
Okay.
And then what's the other one?
Veggie.
Vegetable. I love a broccoli in like a stir, like a saucy broccoli. Because, you know, they get the juice
they
in the tree.
Absorb it all. Favorite protein? I mean, I think the protein I have the most is eggs.
Oh.
Like, I've got hard boiled eggs kind of all the time in the morning. I always make eggs. It's like soft boiled eggs. I just love eggs.
Yeah.
Veggie. I mean, this summer has been the summer of artichoke for me.
Artichokes are good.
It has been, and like, you get the little aioli, you roast them, but I also like the Costco ones that are canned. You know? And they just go, it's like my lettuce, we've been both into salads without lettuce. That's been a
lettuceless salads is where it's at, man.
Staple. Type of workout, my love strength workout training. Is walking, running intervals.
I do love that too.
Yeah, strength training's the best.
Cardio can F off.
What's your favorite saying to keep yourself motivated?
I don't have one.
I mean, mine's changed because ever since gestational diabetes, I have a higher chance of developing it later. That's incredibly motivating. It's not a saying or a mantra, but it's sort of like it's just incredibly motivating. Personal development book or podcast?
Untamed, hands down. I've read it 4 or 5 times.
My favorite personal development podcast, it's not like how to make me better, but it like makes me more curious about the world, which I think is personal development, like totally, but it's
changing your brain.
Yeah, Radiolab. It's just so fascinating to me, and it like expands my horizons every time I listen to it. Smoothie recipe.
I've been loving my current recipe, which is like a cup of water. You can put some almond milk in if you want for creamy. Ice, frozen cauliflower rice, 2 dates, peanut butter, vanilla, whatever vanilla protein powder you have. I use Shakeology and then I add in another protein. And then I use the Flavor God cinnamon roll.
Jeez.
Cinnamon bun or whatever seasoning, and I put that in. And if you have like a vanilla shake that you like, if you haven't added dates or even a chocolate shake, I think dates in your smoothie, it's like biting little pieces of caramel. It's so good when you blend them up. Like, and I don't blend it so they're so liquefied and smooth. I blend it so there's like little chunks, and I get to like chew on little pieces of caramel. It's so good.
I can't top that. Mine, the one I like always just make is like a scoop of Greek yogurt, protein powder, just whatever I grab. I have chocolate and vanilla protein powder, like Garden of Life stuff. Some ice cubes, some coconut milk, and some peanut butter. That's all I do. Just super easy. And it's boring.
Basic.
Super basic. Super boring. Can't say
that's
I love it.
That's fine.
But it works. It works.
Yeah.
Workout clothes brand. Top and bottom.
I think Beyond Yoga for me. My top is going to be Handful, hands down.
Yep.
Bottom is going to be Beyond Yoga. They're soft. I think it's called Space Dye. Space Dye.
I need to go on and do a. Do you like them for running pants too? Is that,
yeah,
are they for
they're
running?
Not the best for like sweat wicking, you know? Yeah. So you would want to get black because okay. otherwise you're going to just look
silly,
you know, like you peed yourself.
Yeah.
But they are the most comfortable thing. So running, I don't think I really run in them.
They're for like,
I don't think they're great for running.
Athleisure.
Athleisures, yeah, I mean, I live in them.
Okay.
And then sometimes I'll work out, but I prefer to live in them.
Do you have a favorite running situation?
I think Colorful Koala.
Yeah.
And then Honey Athletica are my two
running ones.
Running things, yes.
Okay. If anyone, I'm in the market for running bottoms. Mm-hmm. I'm a handful.
Do you like pants or shorts?
Both, dependent, weather okay. dependent.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah,
true.
Yep.
Do you have a favorite top?
I don't like to run in tops. I mean, I don't wear, I don't let them loose. I mean, I wear a handful of bras. I don't really, like, if I'm running outside, I'll wear a tank top. I don't like a lot of clothes on my body when I run.
I can't wear tank tops when I run because it chafes my underarm.
Oh, I like a loosey-goose tank
Something
top.
About my body.
Just
yeah.
like a loose one with a good-fitting bra. And then I've been a big yeah. fan of Nike pants for running.
But yes. You like the drawstring.
I like the drawstring. I'm open to no drawstring if it's nice and not gonna
like a thick supportive
waistband,
you
know.
Yes,
but I just want to try some things out and see what I like.
Yeah.
Last one, go-to meal that makes you feel your best.
Lettuceless salad.
Yeah,
with some chicken.
Yeah,
so freaking good, man. I feel great after I eat them every time.
Mm. For me, it's a high protein breakfast. If I can just nail like a lot of protein in the morning,
yeah,
just get it in me a lot, I am set.
You're
on the
primo.
Right track. All right, Morgan, that was awesome. You guys keep it coming. I just absolutely love messages from you.
All right, Care of and Us believes that we deserve to take care of ourselves, to, you know, to take the steps to make us feel our absolute best. And sometimes that means getting outside. Sometimes it means getting on a plane and going and visiting your best friend who you haven't seen in forever. And sometimes it means taking care of yourself from the inside out with quality supplements. So Care of, what you're going to do, you're going to go online. You're going to take a short, in-depth quiz about your lifestyle and health goals for your personalized recommendation. And then it's going to take the guesswork out of what supplements are best suited for you. They come in these daily vitamin packs, and they're made with plant-based compostable film, so you can stress less about the impact on the environment. And every shipment comes with a customized booklet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packs. In my pack right now, I started getting a little exploratory. So I always get like a multivitamin, a fish oil, and magnesium, I think, are always in my packs. But then they also have some herbs on there that you can play with. And so when I told them, yeah, I'm adventurous or experimental or whatever in the quiz, there were some herbs for like brain health and memory and sleep. And I can't remember the names of all of them, but that's in my current pack. What I love about Care of is you can go on and you can adjust it at any time as your needs change, right? But it's going to take all the guesswork out of the quality as well as what you need. And we've been taking them now, what, for a couple of years, right, Cole?
Oh my God, I love them. I love them. For 50% off your first Care of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code SIP50. That's 50% off your first Care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter code SIP50. Beautiful.
All right.
Who's on first here? So we each put together some food for thought. When it comes to parenting, becoming parents, that part of our world. And do you want to jump in?
You go first. You're doing, I think yours is more in a nice, pretty bucket and a bow.
So I've been meaning to do this for a little while, which is just some food for thought on visiting new parents, specifically new mothers. And these are just like general thoughts, you know, and the reason I want to share these things is because, one, it's top of mind for me, having just come out of like the intense postpartum phase. So I think if you've been a mom before, it's easy to forget what it feels like. Like, even though I went through it with Ben, I've since had other friends who've become parents, and I kind of like forgot how it feels to be like really in it.
Yeah.
And like the things that really feel like extra helpful and rejuvenating. And then before coming a mom, I broke a lot of these rules. I broke them with you, Ash. I broke them with a lot of friends. And there have been moments that I've thought like, man, I like almost want to apologize to a lot of the friends who've become moms before I became a mom, of like, whoa, I'm really sorry. Like, I had no idea. And so just paying it forward a little bit here with just some of like the big things and then some nuanced things that might not be for everybody, but they are definitely for me. And if you're about to become a parent, like some things to be thoughtful about. Like the first one, don't go to the hospital to see a new mom or dad unless you've been asked to, after they've had the baby. Because if they're, especially if they're a first-time parent, because if they're a first-time parent, they might think, oh yeah, I want people at the hospital, let's have a party. And then baby gets there and their world has been turned upside down, I promise you. And like visitation times are normally, and with COVID there hasn't been, like visiting hasn't been a thing, but it is now. Like, you can go and visit people in most everywhere now. But that is a really tender time. It's really important for bonding. I promise you, they have not gotten a lot of sleep since before labor, most likely. Like, everybody's labor story is different, but you're not resting, whether you're in pain or not. You're not like getting good sleep. Hospitals
are not coming in every 2 hours to check either you or the baby. So you're not.
Yeah.
And if you don't get uninterrupted time, really.
If you are visiting, that's usually a time when they could be sleeping or should be sleeping. So unless they are saying, baby's here, we really want to see you, unless you're that person's like parent, right? Or very, very, very close and you've been explicitly asked, like, just don't impose.
Yeah. I feel like people think... Because I think I would have thought this. Oh, I want to make sure they know I'm prioritizing them. I want to make them feel special. Let me make sure I go to the hospital because that means I love them. And it's actually not usually. Like, you know, it's you're just so overwhelmed.
Yes.
Like, you do feel loved, but like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other ways to show it.
Meals and food are really helpful for new parents. Really, really, really helpful. Not only in the first week or two, but beyond. Like, we think like when the fanfare is come and gone, those parents are still not sleeping. They're not getting good rest. If they have other kids, they're still trying to figure out. Weeks 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, those are still really, really great time to bring meals. If it is like a really close friend of yours, do multiple meals, like bring them something week 2 and then again week 6 or whatever it may be. It is really nice to have, because these days you can order like Instacart or whatever, but it's nice to have that homemade something. It really is like food for the soul during those times. And then I thought it was kind of cool because some people brought us like, you know, you get dinners, which are amazing and super helpful, and then switch it up and bring like a breakfast casserole, because there's something about in the morning, like having something really easy that you can just heat up and not have to be figuring out, because you're, especially if you're a nursing mom, you're just hungry all of the time. So like snacks, breakfast, like whatever, just food is good. When you provide that food, actually, these are like kind of like super friend kind of things. But like when you're on the way, ask if they want like a coffee or if they have anything they need from the grocery store, or like, hey, I'm on my way. Is there anything I can pick up for you? Right. Like, or
maybe even ask the husband.
Totally.
About, because I'm just thinking if someone messaged me and was like, what do you need from the grocery store? It would be like a lot of things, but I can't think right now.
Yeah.
But maybe the husband.
Totally.
Coffee order. Yeah. Like, you know, your coffee order, but.
Totally. You
know, maybe husband for the grocery list, because that's a great idea.
Yes. And don't expect visits. Like, in fact, give people a big out of like, hey, I'm on my way. Like, sometimes a parent might want a visit. They might want to feel connected to their friends. They might want that social time, depending on how close you are. And sometimes they're just going to be polite and not assert their needs of like, I really just need rest, or I really need space, or I just really need to not have company. I need to feel like I can just kind of not have makeup and be in my pajamas all day, mm-hmm. and not have to feel the pressure to like have people in my home. And so messages like, if you're up for company, let me know. Otherwise, like the default, otherwise this will be dropped off on your porch. I'll have it there at about 5:30 so that they can plan like when to have dinner, you know, and we'll see you another time or whatever it may be. But like the default is a drop off unless you are like explicitly like, hey, come on in. I really want to see you or whatever it is. If you are going to be like in the house, don't expect, especially if it's in the first like 2 weeks, don't expect to hold the baby and keep your visit short. The first 2 weeks, especially, super important bonding time for like mommy and baby. Like, and a lot of times if you're there and the baby's in like a good mood, all of the effort to get the baby in a good mood is like exhausting. You're like breastfeeding for an hour. In the beginning, you're like breastfeeding all the time, and then you're burping, and then you're changing, and then you're getting them ready. And then like when they're sleeping and cute and cuddly, that is also the mom's time to cuddle the baby. Like that is like really important, like mommy time. And a lot of new moms won't say no. They won't be like, oh, they'll be like, oh, here's the baby, or like something like, hold the baby for a couple minutes and then give it back to mom. Like, it's not your time in the first 2 weeks to hold baby for like an hour. Unless the mom is like, hey, can you stay so I can shower, or like do a couple things, unless you're like asked to. Otherwise, give baby back. Don't expect to hold baby. Like, it's not super helpful, and it's not your time to be with baby. It's mommy's time to be with baby. If they have another child, super thoughtful and awesome to like bring something for the other kid too, to like help them adjust. Like, it is a lot. And I think a lot of parents in the beginning feel like, oh my gosh, all this attention's on the baby, and people come in and they're just focused in on the baby, and the other kid's just like there, you know, and they're seeing it. And then you're like, the parents are watching their other kid of like, oh, you know, like, I don't know. So it's super nice. And a lot of these things I'm putting down because I have really amazing support network that did these things. And so they were ideas I got from like my family and friends. So thank you. But like my Aunt Sandy came over and brought like all these things for Ben. And it was almost like it was more about Ben than the baby, but it was awesome because he had felt.
Which is actually great for Ben, because then he's like, oh, yeah, awesome. You know, this like he doesn't. Fun. He's like, this is fun.
Yes. And again, keep your visit short. You know, just they've got sleep or whatever. There's just a lot happening. Just keep your visit short. If the mom is pumping or breastfeeding and it's time for her to do that, a lot of times mom will like go into a room so that people don't have to see that. That's a good time to probably just leave. Like, so that the mom can stay comfortable and not slip into depression, like being in a corner of her house by herself while other. And I think a lot of you, Ash, and like all the people that were at your house for so long, and how often you were just going to pump, and it's like, we're the assholes. Like, you should have been comfortable on your couch in your pajamas. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, and you don't know.
But I didn't know, to your you point, I didn't know to ask for that at the time, you know?
Totally.
So I was just like, you know, it's fine. I'll be inconvenienced, but I didn't know.
Yes.
As a new mom. So I think it's great that you're just saying, hey, don't make the mom tell you. Just get the hell
just
out.
Just it's time to go. Or just if you're someone who is like really, really close and they're comfortable being in front of you doing those things, that's also a great time to just be comfortable with it as well and chat with them, or go do the dishes, or like make yourself useful. And making sure the mom is comfortable. Can I get you a glass of water? Can I, you know, get you something to snack on? Can I feed it to you? Because a lot of times you don't have hands. If you're there, you know, doing a quick visit and there's dishes in the sink, put them in, wash them, put them in the dishwasher. If there's clean dishes in the dishwasher, take them out. If there's garbage, take it out with you. Are really nice things, but just never come empty-handed. Okay. If you are doing dinner, asking, is there anything that doesn't sound good versus, or is there anything you've had a lot? You know, anything you're mm-hmm. tired of or anything that doesn't sound good versus what sounds good? Because no one likes the question, what's for dinner? So it's really awesome if you're like, I've got dinner covered. Just let me know if there's anything that doesn't sound good, allergies, that kind of thing. When you're there, ask how the mom is doing. Like, the baby is fine. The baby's getting all their needs taken care of. You can ask about the baby for sure. But like, the mom has been through so much. Like, the end of pregnancy, the labor and delivery, not sleeping, the amount her body is being used to support a little one. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and then there's a lot of attention on the baby. How's baby? Here's baby clothes. Here's baby things. Like, focus, hone in. Hey, mom, how are you doing?
Like, that thing that you shared, I keep thinking about where you shared that thing. It said, don't hold the baby. Don't hold a new baby. Hold a new yeah. mom or something, you know, like.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. And then the last thing. So like, oh, bringing a meal, even things they can freeze is helpful too. Like, hey, I made a double batch so you can freeze some and have it when you need it. Like, it was really helpful to have frozen things that we could take out and just on nights where we're like, oh, we don't have a drop off and we didn't think of anything, but we've got mm-hmm. this casserole in the freezer was like awesome.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes people would bring like the 9x30, like the big mega dish situation, and we just cut it up and freeze half of it. It was like awesome yeah. to have a big batch of something. And then the last thing is a lot of times, and I think this is so interesting because I think women take a lot more pictures than men, right? Is like there's a lot of pictures being taken of visitors and husbands and other people with the baby. There's not a lot of people who take pictures of the mom with their baby. Mm-hmm. So like mm-hmm. if you're there and you're, you know, decent with your phone and picture, like, and there's a cute moment with the mom and her baby, take a picture, because I promise you there are not enough people taking pictures of mothers with their babies. And it's just super nice to like have someone do that and then send them to your phone. So,
and I think even if you don't feel like the mom's looking cute or whatever, like some of my favorite photos, I told John, I don't think I told him with Mac, but I told John with Rev, like, I want you to just take pictures of me. And some of my favorite ones are where like it was post feed. I'm passed out. She's yes. on my chest. I look, you know, swollen and puffy and exhausted. And it brings you right back. Mm-hmm. So like, it's not like, oh, my most flattering where I looked great. I just love, I treasure those photos too, you yes. know? So like, I think that's a great call. To take them, and then you can send them, but then also maybe send them later, because I think in the moment I would have been like, ugh. But after, I really treasure those
yeah.
pictures that you took.
And if you're a new mother or about to be a new mother, and people are offering to visit and bring meals and stuff, like, space it out. So like one of the things we did with Ben was it was like we had a visitor every day and it was very overwhelming. And it just was, because it was just way too much. And so mm-hmm. it's okay to say to people, I'm really limiting visitors in the first 2 weeks. Can you come this day instead? And just control it, because it is, the first 2 weeks is just a lot. It's a lot. And you kind of want people that you're super comfortable with, like parents, you know, that kind of thing. Best friends, where you can have your boobs out, where you can just mm-hmm. not have to feel like you're entertaining. It's a really sacred time. You want to make sure as a new mom you are comfortable, but let me tell you, the most comfortable shoes I've ever found in my life, it is my perfect obsession, my Rothy's, and they could be your new everyday shoe obsession too. Rothy's shoes gives you right out of the box comfort. They come in amazing styles and colors, and you can wash them. If you are a You Can Sip With Us OG fan, you know that way back in the day, I complained about shoes that just get kind of stinky, especially ones where you're wearing like no-show socks. And no sooner than I complained about that, did Rothy's become one of our partners. And I love these, being able to wash these shoes. They make them look freaking brand new. They're insanely comfortable. I have several pairs. Ash and I both do. I have their flats. Mm-hmm. I have the Point in Black, which is such a beautiful shoe to dress up or down. They've got so many different styles that are great for summer and fall. You never have to worry about getting brand new shoes each season. The best part about Rothy's too is they make it better for the planet. They've repurposed millions of single-use plastic bottles in their signature thread that goes into every single one of their products. But honestly, Ash, I couldn't believe when we first got our first pair of Rothy's. I put them on and it was a shoe game changer. I was like, am I walking on clouds right now? There was no like break-in period. And those same shoes that I put on years and years ago that I've since washed are so durable and so cute. I get compliments on them all the time.
Yeah, they come out like brand new. You can wash them. I mean, yeah, they're amazing. So step up your shoes and accessories this summer and get ready to be asked, are those Rothy's? Plus, get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/sip. That's rothys.com/sip.
I went to a work meeting this one time, and there's this gal that I work with where, like, everything she wears is super cute. And she was wearing a pair of hot pink Rothy's.
Rothy's.
Oh, yeah. Like, to a work meeting with, like, her cute work outfit and, like, hot pink. Yeah. I was like, oh, I knew that they were Rothy's because you can tell. I'm like, oh, she's cool. Like, those are cool. I don't know.
So my feet change size with pregnancies. So I've gotten rid of all of, I used to be a size 9 and now I'm a size 9.5. And all of my Rothy's are size 9. And so I've gotten rid of all of my size 9s in my closet because they're not comfortable. But I don't know what to do with my Rothy's because they're like, it's hard for me to give them up, but I also can't really wear them comfortably anymore. And I'm like, what do I do? I love these shoes.
Anyway. You need to find like a Rothy's exchange partner.
I do.
You know, someone who maybe ordered not the right size for them and you could do a little switcheroo. Right.
Yeah, right. Or just frickin' buy some that fit me. Okay, so I'm going to do this sort of got started why we wanted to do this like parent-ish episode was... because I told Call I was going to talk about this book that sort of shook my brain in parenting. And she was like, you know, I've been wanting to talk about, you know, new mom things. So I'm going to talk to you guys about sort of my mom survival guide right now, or my survival items right now, whatever. And also this book. So I read this book. I just finished it yesterday. And it is called... This Is How It Always Is. And I don't want to dive too much into the details because I think it is really worth you guys reading. But the concept of it is a family, a husband and wife have 5 kids. And on their 5th child, they're all boys. They have a boy. A year later, they have another boy. Like 2 years after that, they have a boy twins. So now they've got 4, and then they get pregnant their 5th time. And the mom is doing all of the old, like she brings the bed to the center of the room and there's a wooden spoon under the bed. Like she's doing all of these things that are supposed to like help get a girl, right? And they didn't find out until the delivery room. And then she's like chanting, she has this name, Poppy, and she's going to name her daughter Poppy. Her sister died of cancer when she was 10 and that was Poppy. So she wanted a Poppy. And she's like, Poppy, Poppy, like chanting, right? They're like, breathe, breathe, breathe. And she's like, Poppy, Poppy, Poppy. And then the doctor delivers a baby boy. And then they're happy and this is their family and they couldn't imagine it any other way, right? But as soon as Poppy's talking, they name him Claude. His name is Claude. As soon as he's talking, he starts asking about when he gets to wear dresses and when he grows up, can he be a girl? And he starts like, you know, just... without having any social conditioning yet, just sort of talking about what he's interested in and what he wants to be when he gets bigger and stuff. And it turns out he wants to be a girl. And so the parents sort of like juggle with it a little bit. They're very supportive, but also fearful of what this means for their child. And it was just a really powerful book. And so it was about this family's journey to help their daughter, who was born with male parts, feel comfortable. And they're kind of juggling with it themselves and also how to handle it with the world. But they have 4 other kids, right? And so it was more than just about a child becoming transgender. It was so much deeper into like parenting and how different things you don't think, right? But like one point they lived in Wisconsin, they moved to Seattle And they were like, this is the best choice for Poppy. We have to do this for Poppy. But it had impact on the other children that they didn't really think about, right? There's like just, I don't know, it was just really beautifully written.
I just added it to our Amazon faves.
Yeah. So it's an interesting, the way that the author writes is very as if it's in her head, like it's her conversation with herself. So sometimes I struggled a little bit with her style, but I also really enjoyed it. It made it very fast read, but I was really moved by a lot of it. And I wanted to read this one excerpt. And it's a time where they're first deciding whether or not they should let their Claude dress in dresses at school. And whether or not they should allow him to look like a girl. I don't think they were at the point yet where he was going to become a female or be known as Poppy, I don't think, but maybe they were. But they're out on date night and they're discussing, right, what is the best way to handle it? And I'll read this passage and it is in the context of obviously that. But as I was reading it, I was like, this is parenting, man. Mm. Like this constant, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing, but I'm just going to do the best that I can, right? So she says, like, whether he should go to school in skirt and heels or whatever, right? Mom says, it just seems like such a hard road. She took deep breaths until she felt herself inflated to the brink of bursting. Such a tough life. This is not the easy way. Penn is the dad. He says, no, but I'm not sure easy is what I want for the kids anyway. And she says, well, why the hell not? He says, I mean, if we could have everything, sure. If we can have it all, yeah, I wish them easy, successful, fun-filled lives, crowned with good friends, attentive lovers, heaps of money, intellectual stimulation, and good views out of their window. I wish them eternal beauty, international travel, and smart things to watch on TV. But if I can't have everything, if I only get a few, I'm not sure easy makes my wish list. Really? Well, easy is nice. But it's not as good as getting to be who you are or stand up for what you believe in, said Penn. Easy is nice, but I wonder how often it leads to fulfilling work or partnership or being. The mom says, easy probably rules out having children. And he says, having children or helping people, making art, inventing anything, leading the way, tackling the world's problems, overcoming your own, I don't know. Not much of what I value in our lives is easy. But there's not much of it I'd trade for easy either, I don't think. But it's terrifying, she whispered. If it were the right thing to do, wouldn't we know it? When was the last time something was bothering one of the kids, or he was acting strange, or he wasn't sleeping, or doing well in math, or sharing nicely during free choice time, and we knew why? Knew why. Absolutely knew what was wrong, and what should be done to fix it, and how to make that happen. She says, as a parent? He says, as a parent. She says, never. Never, Penn agreed. Not ever. Not once. You never know. You only guess. This is how it always is. You have to make these huge decisions on behalf of your kid, this tiny human whose fate and future is entirely in your hands, who trusts you to know what's good and right, and then to be able to make that happen. You never have enough information. You don't get to see the future. And if you screw up, if with your incomplete, contradictory information you make the wrong call, well, nothing less than your child's entire future and happiness is at stake. It's impossible, it's heartbreaking, it's maddening, but there's no alternative. And it's like these, oh man, I just feel teary because that is parenting, right? It's just like, we're all gonna have to face those kinds of decisions. What's the right way to handle all of this stuff? And then, you know, there's just like the rest of the book is so beautiful, but I wanted to share that with you because sometimes I feel like that's where I am in this parenting journey is this constant pressure of making the right choice, but you can never possibly know what the right choice is. You just got to do your best and then just hope that it doesn't totally wreck them.
Parent,
you know,
and pray.
In the process. Yes. So that book is called This Is All, what is it called?
This is
always how it is.
It always is.
This is how it always is. Yes. So check that book out if you're a reader. The things that we're using right now that we're obsessed with. So Max started climbing out of his crib. Did Ben do that?
No. but we're very thankful. But I know what you're about to recommend, and we still used it for like camping and over like pack and plays and stuff. We loved it.
Yeah. So he started climbing out of his crib, and so we have the slumber pod, which Call has mentioned on here before. It's basically a bottomless tent that goes over the pack and play so that wherever you go, I think it's meant for traveling in hotel rooms and things like that, that it is a blackout space for your kid. But we use it at home because it makes Mac feel like he's in his little room. So, and there's a place in it where you can put a fan so it can ventilate. There's a place where you can put like the sound machine. We just have the sound machine outside of it, and it's loud enough to get through. And the perk of that, so he stopped climbing out of the crib. The perk of that is now when we've traveled since, he has no issues adjusting to his new sleep environment because it's basically the same.
That's amazing.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. He did discover the other day how to unzip it himself and climb out of the crib. So that is not the best.
Mac, that kid.
We noticed that he's not doing it at night. So I think we're at the cusp of losing nap time.
Wait,
I'm not sure what to do.
He's not doing it at night.
He does it during nap time, like on the weekends. He thinks he's very proud of himself. He'll come out, you know, we put him to bed or whatever. He'll unzip, he'll come out, and he'll be so proud. I climbed out by myself.
Yeah.
You know, he's very proud of himself. But at nap time or at nighttime, he doesn't. He just sleeps.
Yeah.
So I think we're on the edge of losing that nap, which is also terrifying. Mm. Like you kind of rely on naps as parents, you know? So I think what we're going to have to do next is kid-proof the room, turn the lock around on his door, and let him still have quiet time, but not be in the crib.
How long were his naps before?
Like 3 hours.
Does he, when he doesn't nap, what does that look like? Can he hang?
Well, he doesn't nap at school at all. And then he can get a little, you know, feisty. Sometimes he's fine.
Yeah.
But he just, he just needs to go to bed basically earlier.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And last night we went out for dinner since I was leaving today. It was our last night here. So we went out for dinner. And I was like, this is risky because usually by about 6:30, he's hitting his wall.
Yeah.
And if he has a nap, he'll go till 7:30 before he doesn't really even hit a wall. But then it's, you know, so we start the bedtime routine and he goes down. So we've just moved up his bedtime routine. But this happened last weekend that he started climbing out during nap time. So I don't know what John's going to do while we're gone.
Yeah.
We did put him in a sleep sack. Like a smaller one. So the idea is hopefully he can't get his leg over.
There
so we'll
go.
See if anyone has any ideas.
That's a great
let
idea.
Us know.
I think that because it's like it was a taking care of baby post recently because people told us, when you switch to big kid bed, you're going to lose nap time. And we haven't. Ben still naps. He needs it. But
oh, really?
But like some of her indicators were like, how do you know if your kid really doesn't need a nap or if they should be napping? And there were some things of like, and I can't remember them all now. That's like one of her recent posts. But it was like, do they crash in the car? Do they that kind of stuff? Or are they like actually overtired and still need their nap? And then it's like you got to figure out how to get them that nap versus are they really ready to not nap? Because a lot of kids
because
need
he
to
does
nap for a long
after
time.
When we pick them up from school, if we're going somewhere other than just home, if it's a long enough, you know, 20 minutes in the car, he falls asleep like every day.
Yeah,
he still needs a nap. And he will in San Diego. He slept for 3 hours every single day.
Yeah.
But here, if he's not tired enough, he's up for
playtime. Or overtired one of the other ways.
Or overtired could be too. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I should tell John to play around with nap time.
Sleep sack, though, that'll probably do it, I bet.
Yeah. So we've only tried it at night so far, the sleep sack. But the other thing is it gets hot in the slumber pod. So we put him in just like t-shirt and shorts and then the sleep sack. Anyway, whatever.
Maybe just
okay, but the slumber pod is a home run.
A home run.
So like check
that
out.
Yep.
I also, ever since both of my kids were born and in the hospital, both of them have slept with sound machines the whole time. So we travel with it every single time. The one that we use is the Lectro fan. We get it on Amazon. Revy has a white one. Mac has a black one, but we have the same one. It's just the classic Lectro fan.
Yep.
They also have a traveling one that you can use. We use a different traveling one, but I feel like Lectro fan is a good brand. And I get asked that a lot. Like, what's the one? Lectro fan.
That's what we use too. We use it for ourselves and for Ben.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. So sound machine is a must have. We also finally bit the bullet and we paid for the YouTube subscription service, because whenever we're, you know, in the road trip or out to eat or traveling or whatever, it's YouTube, but then the ads would come on all the time. And Revy has the patience to withstand the ads, but Mac does not.
Yeah.
So we paid for the YouTube subscription, and actually it's been amazing because then you can download shows and you can, like, unlimited shows, and you can watch off of Wi-Fi. There's more, like, features that you can do when you're subscribed. So that has been a great thing.
Cool.
And then three accounts that I'm loving lately. One's not new to you guys. We've talked about them, Big Little Feelings. There's another one. I really like her gentle parenting teaching, and it's Destiny Ann, DESTINI.ANN. We reached out to have her on the pod, but she has a fee, and I'm just like, you know, I don't know. I guess that's fine, but, like, normally it's just,
yeah,
that. We've never done that, you know? Yep. But follow her, because she has great examples in real time of, like, gentle parenting. And then Our Mama Village. I don't know if I found them, if you found them, how they found them, but I have a lot of things saved from them. Our Mama Village has been a great account to help me just, like, also giving sort of scripts to certain things, different scenarios that come up where I'm like, I don't know how to handle this. What's the right way? And then they have a script for it. So with lots of different options. So those are some of my favorite parenting accounts. So we talked about how you can take care of yourself as a mom or take care of a new mom in your life. There's another way to just take care of yourself as a human, and that is with BetterHelp. Our brains are kind of wild things, and if we don't tell our thoughts where to go, they'll just continue going where they've always gone. And sometimes it's not the easiest, right? Especially if you're a new mom or you're going through a big transition, or maybe you had something happen when you were younger and something triggered it, or you're just not fully over it. Like, getting out there and talking to someone that is trained, right? These are licensed therapists that are online, and you can do it. You'll go online, you'll fill out a quiz and talk about what it is that, you know, you're looking for in a therapist. It'll give you a whole bunch of options. Then you can pick with them. You can select a therapist, and then you can immediately choose to either do video, phone, or even just a live chat session. And if you don't click for any reason, you can swap to another therapist and just continue doing that until you find someone that, you know, you jive with. But it is so powerful to get thoughts out of your head and put them, you know, into the world, basically, where you're not just thinking them, and someone can help you sort of, I sort of sometimes think of our brains like this big matted ball of yarn, and they just start pulling out strings. They just, you know, like when you get these thoughts out of your head and you can talk to someone who knows, they can start pulling out strings where it's not just this big mess in your brain anymore. And I have been such a big fan of therapy and, you know, talking to someone who knows, because, yeah, you can talk to friends, but, like, you know, get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And it's also more affordable than in-person therapy, plus just takes so much less time because you're doing it right from home.
Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/sip. That's better, HELP.com/sip.
All right. I feel like we can land the bird.
Let's land the bird. Let's rant and rave. All right. I have a parenting themed rant and rave.
Oh, perfect.
And my parenting rant is, okay, first of all, I have to preface this by saying I just followed all the Instagram accounts you recommended. I love living in the day and age of being able to have access to so much learning, especially when it comes to uncharted territory, because there's always something.
Yeah.
Like, to your point about that book, when do you ever really know? You don't.
Yeah.
And there's always something. So, but my rant is, like, you know those memes where it's like what you ordered online versus what you got?
Yeah.
My rant is trying some of these parenting things that I think are going to be awesome, and then they
that's be a home run,
totally implode. And the one
crash and burn,
that recently
baby.
Imploded at our house is, okay, so Ben has a very emotional attachment to pacifiers still, and he doesn't, they're not allowed during the day, they are not allowed during nap, they're literally only used as a soothing to go to bed. They fall out of his mouth. Yeah. It's like just helps him get to sleep. But we're like, Yeah. We got to wean these because it's like can be dental things and it's time. It's time. So go into all the parenting things, look at all the parenting advice. And the big ticket was have the pacifier fairy come. That's what you do. You like, you know, let's get all the pacifiers rounded up and then we give them to the pacifier fairy before we go to bed. And then the pacifier fairy turns them into presents. Right. And
yes.
The storyline is like maybe they are given to like babies who need them or whatever. Or maybe you don't put the baby storyline in it. It's just that it's magical. And then they're turning into presents. So we tried this. We said, bet. We got them so excited about it. And we like talked about it for like a week of like when she was coming. Mm-hmm. And maybe we made it too big of a deal or something because we got to the point. And I won't give all the details because I don't want to like, it's, you know, it's one of those things. I want to protect Ben, you know, but we like rounded them all up. And the thing was, we were going to put them underneath a pillow in the living room. And he did that. He's like, okay, we put them all under the pillow. But then we're going to bed and it hit him like a ton of bricks. Hit him like a ton of bricks what was happening. And I'll skip over the details of what that looked like. But long story short, in the process of this realization, he told me he wanted to get the pacifier fairy on the phone.
Uh-huh.
He said, call her and tell her, listen, it better be Thomas presents because that's the thing that he really likes. He said, listen. And he said, call her and tell her, listen. It sounds like me, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. Listen.
So I'm in triage mode because I'm like, okay, I'm on my own here. I have flown out of the nest with this pacifier fairy bit.
Chris was not with you?
No, he was downstairs. And so, I was alone and like, I didn't know the guidebook or like how far to take this, right? Because it's starting to get really hard. So I'm like, okay, I'll call the pacifier fairy. So I call Chris. Because Ben can't read, so he can't see Chris. Says Christopher on my phone. So I call Chris, and I'm like, is this the pacifier fairy? Chris goes, he didn't know. Chris didn't know the call was coming.
Right.
So he goes,
right, of course.
Yes. Ben says, I want to talk to her. And I hear Chris just laughing. And I start laughing. It was like church giggles, because I'm in poor Ben's room. He's having this hard time, you know.
This is his world.
Huge. Like you underestimate. I underestimated the emotional attachment because I felt like I was killing his best friend. It was awful. It was awful. And Chris is talking like a fairy and laughing, and I can't help it. I'm laughing. I'm like, the pacifier fairy is so funny. Like these things, you know, and Chris is losing it, and I'm crying out of laughter, but I also feel awful because I'm trying to be like a good mom, you know.
Yeah.
So he's talking to the pacifier fairy, but he, you know, and then long story short, the pacifiers are still here. It got that bad. And every single day, Ben talks about how the pacifier fairy could not come to our house. Like that bee is like not allowed. It can never be.
How dare she?
Yeah. It's bad. Yeah. So now we're just giving it time. Buddy. And then we're going to retool something someday. But we got to give it space.
How many does he have?
Three.
Yeah. They started breaking.
Yeah.
Slowly. You know, one first.
Idea.
Oh, this one doesn't. Like you could just poke a hole in it. Even just a small hole. Because some of them actually did where they would like chew it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't, you know. But like if you poke a small hole, it doesn't suck. It doesn't have the same suction.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that one broke. I guess it got old. Shoot. But like not all at once, but just warm. And then, oh, do you want to throw it away or do you want to keep it as a snuggle? Whatever.
Yeah.
And then slowly. And then when her last one broke, it was, you know, it was really sad for her.
Yeah.
But she like, you know, we warmed her up to like, yeah, they get old and then they just, you know.
Yeah.
And then we thought, well, we asked her, do you want us to cut off the, because one thing we did was cut off the nipple. And then one night in the middle of the night, we didn't know. She was crying, screaming. We're like, what is going on? We go up there, we're going down and she would like calm down and cuddle. But then we brought her with us and she was like screaming. And then we found out when we were about to put her back in her bed, the binky was cutting off circuit. She had stuck her finger through and it was cutting off circulation.
Oh no.
So if you're going to cut like the binky part off, cut the whole green thing off. So it's just the animal instead of cutting the nipple off because she got her finger stuck in there.
Whoa.
But anyway, Yeah. So that's what we did was they, you know, they just got old.
Yeah, that's smart.
So
yeah, we got to do something like that. Because he's like out on the path. But like everyone, this was supposed to be a sure bet based on the internet.
Slam dunk.
There's videos of happy children. It was so easy. And then it's like all said and done. I was like, not this house. Not this house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your rant?
Right. My rant is also things in the house. Bugs.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. We've been getting a lot of pincher bugs lately.
What are pincher
Those
bugs?
Little like earwigs.
Oh.
You know, earwigs. And I don't know if it's like their season, what the hell they're doing it, but they move at a snail's pace and I'm not afraid of them. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Revy was getting dressed and I have no idea. She was taking off her pajamas. And so, you know, she got one leg out. She's putting the other leg. And as she steps down, I see this black thing scurry by her foot. I'm like, what the hell? And it's a big spider.
Ooh.
And she like stepped on it. With her sock, she picks her leg up and I see this, it's like the size of a quarter spider crawling away. And so then luckily I had shoes on and I stomped on it, but I thought, what the hell are you doing in here?
The hell?
And every time I see a bug in the house, I'm like, where did you come from? Are your friends here? How did you gain access to this house? We are under lock and key here. How did you gain access? Because I'm, you know, like, are you coming from the ceilings? Are you coming from the pipes? Like, where are you coming from? I got to seal it. And I was wondering where this spider came from and how long he'd been hanging out. Because it's in the middle of Revy's room.
Yeah.
It's not by a door or a window.
Yeah. He was, right? He has a but home. Like, and maybe
he's got a home
friends.
Somewhere. And he's probably got his friends.
Yeah.
And I hate bugs in the house.
Same.
Because I, like, one, I'm terrified of spiders. Like, so I killed it. I smushed this spider, but I wouldn't pick it up. John had to be the one that picked it up to, like, throw it away. And I don't want to pass that fear on to my kids, but Revy's already got it. I'm trying my best to not, like, oh, it's not a big deal, whatever, but it's hard. But the other thing is just, like, where are you coming from?
Yes.
Like, I've killed 3 earwigs, or those pincher bugs, in the last 17 hours.
You got to follow them.
In my house.
You got to go
like,
on
where
a,
are you coming from?
You, when you get home, you got to do the patient game where you spy one, you don't kill it. You watch it. You dedicate a day.
Oh my God. A whole day is
know.
What it's going to take.
Yeah, it's, you got to check.
Because they move slow.
They move slow.
And they act confused as fuck. They just walk around in little circles. Like, where do I go from here? I don't know. You're not supposed to be here.
Let me tell you what, though. They're not confused. They're strategic. They're not going to let you sniff out their friends.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Oh, I'm just they're
playing.
How did I get here? I don't know.
You got to kick the kids out. You got to kick John out. You got to get set up.
Just me and the bugs?
Yes. You got to get set up.
No. This sounds terrible.
You got to watch them. You got to watch what they do. You got to figure it out.
Do you know how riveting? I'm going to FaceTime you and show you how much
I'm
fun it is
hair.
To watch an earwig. They do. The other day, I saw when he was in the guest bathroom and he's in the bathtub. So I'm assuming he came from the pipe. But he doesn't. He's climbing and I'm going to the bathroom. I'm peeing on the toilet. So I'm just watching this guy. I didn't kill him, actually, because I thought, well, that guy, he's putting it. That's a slow death anyway.
Sure.
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
But he was trying to climb up. You know, at the end of a bathtub where it's like kind of a ramp?
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
Yeah.
He's trying to climb up, but he's not gaining any traction.
Oh.
So he just keeps climbing, and then he goes a little bit to the right, and he climbs up that. No, bro. There's no way out.
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
Go back where you came from.
Right. And where is that? Yeah, we don't know.
In the drain, I assume.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll never forget the night at your house with the scorpions.
Oh, my God.
We talked about that in one episode. So if you're new here, you just got to listen to all the episodes till you find it, because that is... A night I will never forget it.
Yeah. Hey, we can just stay at my house. No problem.
No problem.
Save
it's
on
been
hotel.
Vacant for months.
Oh my God.
Actually, it wasn't.
So shut off pest control.
Scorpions
yeah, it was not
moved
vacant.
In.
They were literally everywhere.
In the drawers.
In the drawers. In the bathroom.
Yep.
By the door.
In the lights. Remember they were in the lights?
In the lights. Yeah. And then we were Googling smartly right as we get in bed.
Yeah.
Like, what are the most dangerous scorpions or something?
There
and how
those.
Do they get in the house? And we were like, you discovered that the ones that are the bark scorpions that are like kind of
light
tan
brown.
Color or whatever, like the worst.
The worst.
And that they fall from the ceiling.
Yeah.
And the best way is to like, what did you see? Something like
hang
put a
glass over your
hang
bed.
Hang glass over your bed. So that if they fall, they fall on the glass and not on your bed. Yeah.
What? Do you think like a hammock, or not like a hammock, but one of those like bug net things would have been a little more of a practical suggestion than like.
Right. I don't think like, glass over a bed is like prime time.
Big glass. What ceiling that's over
not,
you.
That's not the first line of defense. Let's hang a big slab of glass over our bed.
Install a sliding glass door above us. Like what?
On the ceiling.
I would have done it though. I would have right. done if we had the tools.
Oh my God.
I was
we didn't
desperate.
Sleep that. I was terrified the whole freaking weekend.
Yeah. I just slept with one eye open. I was pregnant and didn't know.
Yeah. I
was so tired and I still stayed awake just waiting to be killed.
Yeah. For a stinger.
Okay. My rave.
Your rave.
My rave is an Instagram hack that did work. Okay.
Okay.
So, teeth brushing, it's always a moving target, you know, with Ben and teeth brushing.
Yeah.
I've talked about teeth brushing here before and we got into a really good groove and I talked about what worked way back when and then then that lost its luster. And then we were doing this thing where it was like, oh, we got to get the sugar bugs out. You know, we call them sugar bugs. Mm-hmm. And then we're like,
yes, the sugar bugs.
Running away.
Yep.
That's lost its luster because he's like, I don't like sugar bugs. Like, we did that for a while. Now it's old. You know, and you like you connect with the kids through like fun. You got to keep it fun. You got to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what do I do? Mm-hmm. So I saw online and I have to get the account. It was I don't even remember what account it was, but it was like going on a like dino hunt. So similar to sugar bugs, but you play it up. You know, this is where acting skills come into the mix.
Right.
So we're doing bath time. We're like we do it in the bath. Like I brush his teeth in the
bath. Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
So. He's sitting there, he's playing, and they go, ooh, oh, you know, you're kind of looking in his mouth. I see a big T-Rex in there. And I got the toothbrush ready, and I'm like, quick, quick, you know, sense of urgency, open your mouth.
Right.
And Ben loves it. He goes, ah, quick, quick, ah, ah, ah. And the mouth is open, and I'm getting in there as fast as I can. I'm scrubbing, scrubbing, scrubbing. Oh, I see an owl in there. Hoo, hoo. And I'm scrubbing, 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 scrubbing. And it's high intensity, high performance skills.
You're sweating after.
I'm sweating just talking about it. But it has worked like a charm for like 2 weeks. That's a long time. And it's still going. The other day, I forgot to do him and he had gotten out of the bath. We were already at pajama time and I said, oh, we forgot to go on a dino hunt. And he sprinted into the bathroom and got on his stool so that we could like go on a dino hunt. So this is like a genuinely fun thing. And we're getting like a lot of good teeth brushing during that. So
okay, I'll tell Mac tell John to try that with Mac while we're gone, because it's Revy is easy peasy. Mac is another thing.
Okay? Oh yeah,
with the teeth brush.
Yep, I got one of those.
I was having trouble coming up with a rave today. I'm assuming Oregon's gonna be a rave, but that'll probably be my rave next week. But that's all. I feel very stressed.
Okay, then you gotta go
this week. So I don't have like a great rave.
Yeah, rave.
But I have many coming. There's raves on the horizon.
Yeah.
I'm about to be living inside of a rave. My life's going to be a rave.
Soon, right, once you're settled tonight, once it's all over, once you've gotten here safely. And
well, as soon as I'm packed and like at, the rave is going to start when Revy and I are at the airport.
Yes.
She loves the airport.
Oh, that's
actually
cute.
That should be my rave. Like traveling with kids when they're really little sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's stressful and hard. Traveling with them when they're 4 or older.
Awesome.
It is. She thinks everything is magic.
Aww.
She's so excited to go on a plane. I don't think she fully understands how it works, that like we get on a plane somewhere and then we land and Nana and Papa are there, right?
Yeah.
And like different weather or whatever. So she's so excited about that. She's excited about getting snacks at the, can we get snacks at the airport, Mom? And so that I'm very excited to like, she's a great little traveling buddy now. She's so excited to watch her shows and like she gets that you're supposed to leave your headphones on now, you know, like I am very excited to be, she's going to be my little buddy, my little pal as we travel together. So as soon as like everything's packed and we're at the airport, rave starts.
Love it. Get there. Do what you got to do. I will see you soon.
See you.
And y'all can sip with us always.
Always.
And we will see you.
See you.
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, Patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.